With all due respect to Webkinz for tech fun, it's hard to beat pinball. And in pinball, it's hard to beat a wizard from Virginia. As Jennifer Shveta Jordan reports, he sure plays a mean pinball.
Driver one has a ball on the servo, Bobby.
That's right, Paul. He really nailed that one.
Some kids dream of being big league baseball players or pro football stars. But 15-year-old Ethan Blonder thinks a different kind of game is the bomb.
Oh, missed the shots, and I gotta do it all over again.
Blonder takes his pinball very seriously. He's part of a subculture of competitive pinball players from all over the world. Blonder's got 20 games set up in his basement. He sends the silver ball speeding off the flippers and up the board, riding around ramps and spinning a toy car. Blonder started competing when he was 5. Since then, he's racked up $2,100 in prizes. All of that's going toward a pinball machine for the student lounge of his future college. He wants to go to Michigan, and he's hoping his dedication to competitive pinball will help him get in. He's working hard to make sure the game sticks around. Most top players now are geeky guys in their 30s and 40s.
You go, okay, 20 years, these guys still have bad backs, have arthritis, carpal tunnel from playing all the pinball, you know. They're not going to be playing as many tournaments. Where's your player base after that?
Blonder can count on 2 hands the number of young competitors out there. His chief nemesis is a kid named Jake Prince. He's got the edge over him now on the national scene, but he knows that could change. To stay motivated, Blonder's typed in the words, "Remember Jake Prince," to appear on the screen of his cell phone.
Because I want to beat him so bad. And every time I see him, I'm like, okay, I'm going to beat that kid again. And so that's kind of been my inspiration for playing.
To whip up local competition, Blonder runs a monthly tournament in the game room of a bar in Fairfax, Virginia named John's Place, where 9 pinball machines surround 2 pool tables. It's a tough night for Blonder to be here. His high school football team is playing a big game, and Blonder won't be there to watch. So he's stoked when 12-year-old Jens Fries is among the dozen players who show up at John's Place. Fries loves a good video game, but he's starting to get more into pinball.
I don't know. Like, video game, you can have skill, and it gets easier, and you can have, like, cheat codes and stuff, so pinball's overall harder.
Fries takes off without a prize, but he and his dad say they'll be back. So Blonder says it was worth missing out on the football game. He's got his hands full converting video-era kids into pinball players.
I've got some of my friends into it now, into this stuff, so I don't miss too much.
Blonder's hoping to be pinball's world champion by the time he's 17. If he succeeds, he'll be the game's youngest champ. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Shveta Jordan.
This is NPR News.